This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 31, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Some sun this afternoon, high in the mid-30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7:49 p.m. A long-serving Lynn City Councilor has announced that he will not be seeking re-election this year. The Daily Item is reporting that Ward 4 City Councilor Richard Colucci, who has served on the council for 31 years, will be wrapping up his career. Colucci first took office by winning a special election in 1990. Around the region in the news today, sports betting begins in Massachusetts. Sports bets will be taken at the Encore Boston Casino in Everett. In Woburn, there is no school again as teachers strike for a second day looking for a better contract. North Shore State Senator Bruce Tarr is reviving a push to update the state's pre-detention bail law to keep dangerous criminals locked up before trial. State House reporter Christian Wade reports on SalemNews.com that the bill would include sex offenses against children, arson, assault and battery, and other crimes. The state of Massachusetts is set today as the deadline for an action plan for zoning requirements from all MBTA communities, including Gloucester. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga emphasizes that submitting the action plan for zoning in MBTA communities like Gloucester is a requirement by state law.
You know, there's been some misconception about out there, some outright deliberate fabricating about what is real and what is not. The new zoning, we're supposed to have 2,200, the ability to build 2,270 units by right. This is not a mandate to build. It is a mandate to allow for the zoning. And there's still a local voice in the process as we move along. So, again, back to must, shall, mandate, law. Mm-hmm. We have to do what we have to do. And the best thing, in my opinion, is to put something forward that, to the best of our ability, reflects the wishes of the people, short of just saying, no, we're not going to do it. And instead of, I strongly believe that someday, you know, maybe years down the road, the state's going to say, all you communities who didn't participate, well, here are your new zoning laws. You have no choice now.
According to Mayor Verga, the plan does not require the construction of new housing at this time. And the Newburyport News is reporting that ground will soon be broken on building a new West End fire station. Last night, the City Council approved an extra $3.3 million for the project. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics and Bruins were both off last night. The Celtics will host the Nets tomorrow night. The Bruins play in Toronto tomorrow night. Local sports scoreboard from last night, boys hockey, Swampscott 5, Northeast 3. It was Newburyport 10, North Reading nothing, and Dracut beat Amesbury 6-1. Girls hockey, St. Mary's over Arlington Catholic 8-0. Boys basketball in overtime, Saugus beats Lintec 70-64, Triton over Greater Lawrence 63-61. St. Mary's of Lynn has a 1,000-point score on their team now. Nia Morgan got 27, including her 1,000th point in St. Mary's 83-25 win over Winthrop last night. Other girls basketball, Greater Lowell 44, Amesbury 30, and Northeast beat Lintec 50-47. Boys basketball tonight, here's one for you. Salem playing at Peabody, tip-off at 7. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everyone, and thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.